It's Fans on Patrol time. It's Fans on Patrol time.
What's going on, guys and gals? It's 8-Bit Ray from the Gorilla Brain Podcast, and you are listening to the Geek World All-Star Podcast Network.
Check it out here at episode 296. 296. So happy I got that right. The title of the show is Greyhound. And it's Fans of Patrol time! I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is a sensitive co-host herself, Miss Tiffobot. How are you this week, Tiff?
I am getting through. How's everybody over there?
That sounds a little there.
Yeah. It is 7 fucking months into this bullshit.
Oh, okay.
And yet here we are. Preach. Hello, everyone. I am glad to be here relieving you from the constant sorrow.
There we go.
Of 2020.
Preach that stuff. Say that. And Mr.
SMOOVE, spell smooth. You gotta adjust my decibels.
Yeah, I got you right there. You're good.
Yeah, I'm good. Do I need to do it over again?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we just roll, man. We're gonna roll raw, man. You know.
Okay.
So you're gonna love it, everybody.
So everybody's good this week, huh? No problems. Everything's fine.
Nope.
I can't even remember what happened this week.
Ain't that a something? That's how it goes, right? Everything is a blur now. That's called old age, y'all. Just so you know.
Yeah, ooh, don't say that. Other.
Y'all coming on our team at this point, you know.
Yes, well, I'm slowly crossing over.
Indeed you are. So, man, we're here to podcast. What are we talking about this week? First of all, we have a little bit of news there. So we have something, a mystery, something that Tiffobot threw in here. It's called Utopia. So that's fresh. I don't know if you guys know about it. And let's see, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg, man, they're back in, with a new property. And so we're going to talk about that. They delivered a trailer and whatnot. And it's funny, man, these trailers, where they've been filming this stuff. This stuff must have been in the kitty for a while at these studios. That's all I was thinking of. And then actually some new news from Star Trek. So smooth, you will have to sit here again and deal with some Star Trek. So you know.
I thought he might like this one.
Well, he might like this one, but, you know, it's Dwayne. You just put Star Trek on it, and it's just like... It always has the virus.
Well, they're making fun of Star Trek on this one, so.
Well, wait till we get to the section. So. Yeah. We have a game for you this week. Tiff, what is the title of the game? What are we doing?
So, we're doing Price of Tomatoes, ship movies.
Oh. I think I might be in trouble.
Well, you know what? Everyone's in trouble when we play Price.
Right, true. And like I said at the top of the key, Greyhound, man. So, saying... All that is our lineup today. Are you guys ready to roll?
Definitely.
Yep.
Let's go. All right, man. We have returned with that big clap of thunder and a flash. And before we get into all of our content, Tiffobot, could you let people know everywhere that they can get us?
Yes, as always. Please go to fansonpatrol.com. That's our main hub. It's got our shows. It's got show art. It's got articles. It's got fun stuff. Fansonpatrol.com. And then please reach out to us at fansonpatrol. Oh, sorry. Fans@fansonpatrol.com. That's an email. It's for suggestions, comments, concerns, questions. We want to hear it all. Of course, we are on social media at fansonpatrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can listen to us on Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn. And then please subscribe to us on YouTube. We're supposed to be putting content on there.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird time. I think we all need a little forgiveness and a little grace.
Look at that. Thank you for that, Tiffobot, because, what happened this week? We got to put it in the notes. Dress appropriately.
Yes, because, you know, my hair hasn't been washed in days.
Oh, shit.
Listeners, and I don't want you to see me like this, and you don't want to see me like this. And
Smooth has been over there eating. He got, like, got braid in his crust.
Yeah, he got the itis over here. Had two Sleepy McMuffins.
I told him don't eat it, y'all. I told his ass. I said don't do it, Smooth. I said because you know it's gonna you're gonna be sluggish.
And I didn't eat all of it though. Like you said, I left a pinch.
Okay, I have heard that you were going to eat that.
I was.
But yeah.
literally, he only saved like a quarter size, you know, of the last sandwich, and I'm like. Oh boy, look, he sitting there like the old man sitting on the couch, you know, after he ate too much turkey and stuff. Wake up, Smooth. Wake up, man.
I'm up.
All right. Yeah. All right. No more food for you before the podcast, man.
Nope. You just hear my belly grumbling.
I had a little milk thing. It's like for your bowels good.
Oh, so wonderful. So thank you.
I'm not gonna be farting over here. It's for you know what I mean? It's like one of those like
Yeah,
it's good for you. Kefir, but here's the thing: it's like a cultured low-fat milk. It's got cultures in it.
And we just lost 5,000 listeners. Thank you very much, and we'll never get those back.
Air?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm like, why are we talking about? What's happening over here? And I'm leaving it. This is the name of the show this today is Raw. That's right. This week we are Raw. It's all staying in, so be careful. Okay. So are you in any shape to do the social media? Should we pass it to
Smith? We already did it.
Oh, we did it.
Yeah, we did
already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We
see, it, we're leaving that because this the name of the show is Raw. Okay. So, all right, Tiff, I need you to get yourself together and get into our news because these are your notes.
Okay, that's true. Okay. So, do you want me to start the first one? It's called Utopia.
Uh-huh.
So, it's an Amazon property. It's actually a reboot of a British television show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about some friends, and they realize that this comic book that they really enjoy is actually true. There's like conspiracy theory. And so they start to investigate these conspiracies. When I put this in, I was like, I was kind of brought, because like right now is virtual Comic-Con news.
It's so strange. But go ahead.
It's very strange.
It's strange. I don't know how to deal with this, y'all. I'm just, you know, maybe that should have been the top story. You know, how strange is virtual Comic-Con? But go ahead, Tim.
But I was like, oh, sure, we've not heard of this. Maybe it'll be interesting. And so, like, I watched this trailer, and I gotta be honest, blown away maybe isn't the right word, but I am so excited. I really want to watch this. It looks so weird.
Huh. Interesting. Huh. Smooth.
Yeah, I would agree with the weird part. And that probably and that probably will draw me in a little bit because it is weird. It does look weird, and it does have a little bit of Donnie Darko essence to it to me, you know, with the bunny and all that.
Huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it could be interesting. It might be, and it might be some truths to it.
Well,
you know?
Ain't that funny?
Yeah.
So, the one thing that got me is a lot of oldies but goldies in this sucker. I'm seeing, what is it, John Cusack?
Yeah, he's in something else. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him in a billion years, you know, and there was somebody else in here that was that I recognized, and
that guy from The Office.
Yes,
Rainn Wilson.
Yes, yeah, and I'm like, wow, they're getting all the people who haven't been doing all that much recently, but you know, but fine, you know, fine. I'm glad you guys think this. This didn't grab me at all, man. I was sitting there like, okay, what the hell?
You weren't. It's not. Oh my god.
No, it's not X-File enough for you.
I'm not an X-File fan.
Oh, I thought you were. No, I thought you was one of those X-File cats.
No. I was looking at this and I was like, huh. This looks like a pandemic release stuff to me.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
Well, they are bringing that. Yeah, they are bringing that to the table with this. I was reading a little bit of that, yeah, biochemical warfare and shit like that.
Yeah, and then another thing it made me think of is how long ago did they wrap this puppy, you know, because you know, pandemics. I'm sure most of this stuff, principal photography, most of this stuff was done like over a year ago, I would imagine, and maybe just people been working at home with the editing and stuff like that. But I don't know, you know, I need to see more of this. This is an Amazon thing, right?
Yeah.
And you know, Amazon really delivers on some pretty good damn shows, y'all. Just so you know, they don't put out as much content as Netflix, which I think is a problem for Netflix. I don't know why I'm talking about this. I mean, one problem with Netflix is always something. You're like, damn. Could y'all slow down? I don't have time to watch all this stuff. But at least with Amazon, if you just had Amazon, you would have time enough to watch the shows.
That's true. Netflix is like a greedy person who's like, nah, that and that. It's mine. This is mine.
Get out of here. No, wait a minute. I'm going to go first. He's the one yanking you off the sliding board and stuff. I'm like, I'm going first. You know, that's like, damn, man. Again, he got down to the bottom, ran around to the top and got down again before I went down the first time. So anyway, you remember the kids used to cut the line and stuff while you were on the ladder?
Right.
You sit there trying to punch little Butch, you know, get out of my face. Anyway, no interest in this, y'all. So, you know.
That makes me really sad. Too bad we're doing a one shot of it.
There you go.
And you guys know Montego can't resist a one shot as soon as he sees something.
Ain't that something? Right. I'm going to do a one shot, not deliberately, purposely. I'm like, no, I'm done with this one. I don't think I've ever done it. Even stuff that I don't care for that much. It's just a story draws me in. Y'all know that. You know, we start walking.
I know.
Down
I'm
going to
trap you with a one shot. It's like put a little carrot underneath the basket and just like pull the string. I'm going to get you.
Yeah. Not interested, y'all. Not yet.
Nope. Okay.
So what else?
So, as you guys know, I love Simon Pegg. I love Nick Frost.
Together again, huh?
Together again. But here's the thing. I think, and I might be wrong, and I'm sure a lot of people listening probably know, I think Hot Fuzz and I think Shaun of the Dead, which are two of, like what really, really, really make me like them.
Yeah.
I think those are also Edgar Wright properties.
Oh, really?
So, like the three of them work together frequently, and this particular piece is not.
Wow. Okay. So you're thinking it's going to have that missing piece of the puzzle, that certain je ne sais quoi, a certain something.
Yes, because I was so excited when I saw this. I was like, holy shit, Nick Frost, Simon Pegg, and I love Nick Frost. He's so charming. So it's a show about, it's called Truth Seekers. So it's kind of similar to the first story we talked about. But they are these people who are kind of ghost hunters or like alien conspiracy theorists who try to like prove that conspiracy theories are true. Okay.
Yes.
Right. And I was so excited. I was like, oh, that could be really funny because as we all know, that kind of stuff is really goofy to begin with.
Yes.
But then I watched this. I was so disappointed.
Oh, I'm surprised at you right there.
Yeah, it just wasn't. I mean, I guess the concept to me is enough to make me. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to give it a try. But this is another Amazon.
I was just. That was going to be my first comment, Tefobot. And I was like, man, Amazon is delivering. You know, they're throwing up their stuff.
But it just not. There's not. Maybe there's just not enough in this trailer. I just feel like there wasn't enough funny. I didn't really laugh. I don't know.
For me, I looked at this and the familiarity was cool. I know who these characters are. I mean, I know who these actors are and I know what they're about. And funny enough, I still haven't seen, what is it, Hot Fuzz or Shaun of the Dead. We should probably do that for a lockdown or something like that.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
But, you know, when I saw them, I said, oh, this is going to be funny. But, you know, I don't know how funny these two are because I've never seen it. And so, you know, I'll agree with you 100%, Tifflebot. I didn't laugh out loud not one time. You know, it seemed a little try to me. But you know, it could be just a bad trailer. And if this
that's
is
what
a,
I'm thinking,
yeah. And if it's a TV show, if it's a show, why wouldn't you give it a chance? You know what I'm saying? So I can say 100% without a doubt that I will definitely give this a chance. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to see any more. It looked good enough, and I would prefer to watch something like this and have a little variety in my viewing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in.
I can't believe that this trailer was the one that made you say, well, it's not good, but I'll try it. And the first one, you were like, no.
Yes, 100% true. I know. It's so weird. And like I said, I got no connection to these two characters. You know, I am a Simon Pegg fan, and I'm not saying, I'm a Simon Pegg fan. Yeah. I'm just saying, he's very delightful to me. I like seeing him, I think a lot of people on the internet hate him or something like that, right? Don't he got a hate crowd too or something like that?
I don't know. I do know that a while ago there was a controversy, and this has been years and years, where he criticized nerds.
Oh.
Even though he is a nerd.
Well, nerds should be criticized because they're the effing worst. Well, they're not the worst of the worst. But
oh, my God.
They could be the effing worst.
The views of Montego Bradley do not reflect fans of Patrol.
I could self-defecate on nerds because I am a nerd. I am a nerd too, but I mean, they're the worst, especially Star Wars nerds, you know, and they bother me. Not the old school Star Wars nerds, but you new bastards.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You new bastards.
Not everything that happened before 1985 is okay.
It is, Timberbine. That is the rule. Those rules have been posted for decades. Smooth, what do you think about this?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I can't really weigh in yet. You know, because I haven't watched what's that Fuzz? What's that Hot Fuzz?
Mm-hmm. Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, Hot Fuzz. I did watch bits and pieces of Shaun of the Dead.
That doesn't count.
Why doesn't
it? You always say bits and pieces, and you watch.
No, I actually count. Think that it might count in this instance. I'm on Spoon's side because you can see. If he likes the comedic styling of these two.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
I would have to say that from what I saw, I like the comedic styling of him. Yeah. I just never got around to watching it. But go ahead, Smooth. I'm in your way.
I'm not going to down it or big up it. So I got to see. Like you said, it's on Amazon. So like you said, Amazon doesn't, they have a buffet of stuff, but like you said, they're not the greedy people.
It's not fever dream overwhelming like
right,
Netflix.
Yeah, like, yeah,
to me, exactly. Netflix is turning into a fever dream. When I turn it on and try to see what I want to watch, I'm like, this is too much, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's right. I can't even really keep track anymore of like the things I'm interested in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, second seasons of shows come up and you like, I wouldn't want to see it, but I just can't. Oh, shoot. Speaking of seeing something, y'all, I started watching Batwoman. Because it's on HBO Max. You know, we all have that for free.
Okay.
It ain't good, y'all.
Really?
I'm like number five in, me and my daughter. My daughter, I'm forcing her to watch it. She been wanting to quit for a while.
You're talking about from season with the first.
It's only one season.
Yeah, I know.
I know we are way on something else, but I've been watching it, y'all. I don't like it. The only thing I like about it is they actually film it in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to give it that Dark Knight feeling.
Yeah.
But it just don't, the score, the it's terrible.
What about the co-character?
The stars?
Yeah, co-stars.
They're terrible.
Are they?
Yeah. And then even the woman who quit.
Mm.
So many times, you can hear her Australian accent. Like,
She's Australian.
Yeah, and you know who the bad guy, who one of the characters is? The guy that was the bad guy in Mission Impossible 2. Uh-huh. You know, stop smiling, Hunt. You know, he's older now. And yeah. He's trying to talk real gruff like an American cop. And
so who is the bad guy?
It sounds terrible. Oh, it's somebody named Alice from Alice in Wonderland. It's not even
a character from the book.
It's terrible.
Ah,
I think it's terrible. Well, look, but we digress.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Y'all got that one for free.
Right.
If you ever thinking about watching it,
next one's gonna cost you.
Next one is gonna cost you. Damn it. So, get ready, Smooth. You're gonna watch this for one shot. That's for sure.
Oh, okay. Bad one.
Oh, this next.
Are you talking
subject?
About?
Like, no, I'm talking about the one that nobody wants to see with me. Nick Frost I've been
picked. Truth seekers.
Oh, yeah. This Comic Con sucks, man. I'm sorry. It's just so damn
weird. Yeah. Here's the thing. So when we do the news, full disclosure, sometimes there's. So I'll send everyone news, or Montego will send everyone news, and then there's the article, and then sometimes there's a corresponding video.
Right.
For the most part, I try to watch the corresponding video, even if it's not necessarily going to affect the article in any way, just to see these San Diego Comic-Con panels where the people were. I was like, fuck this shit, I'm not watching those. I don't care if you're at home in your living room and you're like,
hey,
fuck you.
Tiff, I agree. I can't do the Zoom interviews. They're so terrible and annoying.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
That's the future, though. You know that, right?
Hopefully not.
Not for me. I'll be dead in, 30, 40 years.
Right. Hopefully not, Tiff.
Right, yeah.
we've been on show 4,000 of Fans on Patrol. You know?
Yeah, have a little more optimism here.
So what we got next, Tiff?
Okay, so I guess this is probably our most familiar property. But people have been talking about this for a while, but we got our first clip. There's also a trailer, but we're talking about the clip from Star Trek Lower Decks, which is an animated Star Trek about the less glamorous side, I would say, of Star Trek. Yeah,
they do Second Contact.
Right. They're not, yes, they're not going where no man's gone before. They're going where people have gone before. And they're, you know, mapping stuff and they're doing reviews and, you know what I mean? It's just silly stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in this little trailer, well, this clip. We see our two heroes, and they are very different. One obviously has aspirations to be maybe more, and the other one is very happy to be who
exactly,
she is.
Exactly what she is, yeah.
And it's pretty goofy, and really, actually, I was kind of doubting this, because, I mean, anyone who's watched Star Trek a lot, it's not serious necessarily all the time, but it's still, you take it seriously in a way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, and when it has humorous moments, it's mildly humorous.
It's never, right, it's more like...
yeah, it's, oh, that Worf, oh, Quark, right. You're such a zany character.
So, and actually some of the funniest stuff that happens on Star Trek is not even meant to be funny, like the Shut Up Wesley.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so this is intentionally humorous, and I think it actually looks really charming and fun. I don't know if it feels very Star Trek-ish.
It looks very Futurama-ish to me, but...
Yes. It looks very, like... Even kind of looks Rick and Morty-ish for some reason. But yeah, I would watch this.
Yeah.
But I'm very interested to see what you two have, because I think you have very different points of view on this kind of stuff.
Smooth.
I'm going to watch it to make fun of it.
Okay.
No. I'll take that back. I'm going to watch it because it's making... light humor out of Star Trek, and that's,
you want to see it get kicked.
I want to see, you know, and then it'll bring up some of the points that I was unable to make, why I am not a Trek fan. Now, like I said, I do like the movies. I would say the movies are good. I do like the movies. It's just the series I just can't get into, because, you know, it's just. But yeah, this thing right here looks kind of funny. Like you said, it does look a little Rick and Morty-ish.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool. You know, and. Like you said, it had the one dude, what was he doing? He was cleaning out the bathroom.
He was doing a captain's log.
Yeah, he was doing
the captain's log.
He's not a
captain.
Yeah, he wasn't a captain, but I saw a couple other clips, and he was, like, cleaning out the farts and stuff. Just little silly stuff like that, you know. He was documenting on what people were eating and stuff like that. So, yeah, it'll have his moments. I don't know if you'll like it, Montego.
Well, smooth. Because
it's making light of something that you... hold so dearly, you know. You're a Trekkie.
You know, I'm just annoyed that you are elated to have something kicking it on Star Trek. So that's all I'm saying. But no,
point of order. Yes. If you like Star Trek, you are a Trekker.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. I mispronounced.
Get it together, buddy. God damn it.
Right.
Shoot. Oh man. I don't know about this, y'all. You know, I love Star Trek. I, of course, I'll watch it to give it a chance. But y'all know I'm not a cartoony, toony type of dude. Right. And, yeah. You know, this may attempt to make me laugh. And, you know, I'm not a big on the humor. However, you know, of course I'm gonna give it a chance. But
God, you sound so fucking miserable when you say shit. Like, I don't like to laugh. And I also don't like cartoons. Next.
Humor is for suckers. I just we'll see. I mean, it's a cartoon, you know. It's like, I don't know.
Yes.
We'll see. It might be just what the doctor ordered, because
this is not what I thought would happen.
Well, really? You thought I was going to be a lady with this?
No.
Okay. Well, I did like the girl with when she was clowning with the bat lift drunk. That was hilarious. I did laugh at that. I was like, "Oh my God, she acting a fool," especially because she was doing exactly what Smooth was saying. They were, you know, "I'm for honor," you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she ended up cutting the dude's leg half off, you know.
Right.
That was nasty. But, I mean, it looks delightful. I have nothing against this. You know, I'm just not a cartoon dude. But I do watch some cartoons, you know. Some of them drag me in. Most of them are, like, action type of stuff, though. So.
Oh, yeah,
Voltron.
Voltron. And yes.
Transformers.
And Star Wars. Yeah.
Past Transformers. Oh, yes. Star Wars.
Yeah.
McMuffin. What's the Star Wars that you guys like? Animated?
McMuffin.
The Clone Wars. And
that's the one. I'm so sorry. That
McMuffin.
I apologize to everyone, because that's very famous.
What was that? Young Justice.
Yeah, I mean, I love Tom and Jerry and stuff like that, you know.
Oh, the old ones.
God.
Despite the racism, you know.
Yeah, the old ones.
Thomas! You know what? Get the fuck out. If you can, okay, I cannot stomach to watch any of that shit because it's bad and boring. So I just can't imagine why, if you enjoy that, you wouldn't like what modern cartoons. About?
Boom, ba doom, ba doom.
Man,
ba-doom.
Is you wish, oh, is you ain't my baby. That's a classic right there. Or, Cowbone, oh, I need me another guitar string. Here, kitty, kitty. Oh, man, all that stuff is great.
Fuck a man, Gordon, who didn't ride in Crimples? Fuck a man, Gordon, who didn't ride in anyway.
Anyone listening to this show who's of an age, I'm sure, is really appreciating this.
Oh, it was racist as hell, though. Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Tom and Jerry was super racist. Bug Bunny was super racist. Oh, shit. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, so that's where we at with this. That's it. We did a quick breeze through the news, huh?
Yeah, we made it. We made it to the other side.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with our game, Rotten Them Damn Price of Tomatoes. We'll be right back. We have returned, and it is time for the game. Tifflebot, take it away.
Okay. If you haven't listened to us before, or you haven't heard this game before, it's a little take on Price is Right, where we take movies, and we have the contestants bid on the Rotten Tomatoes score. So how we play is, you are whoever's closest without going over wins the point, and then we rotate so that there's fair. It's fair play.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, who wants to go first?
I think Smooth went first for last time. So
you'll go first.
No, you know what? I think I went first because I was like, Smooth always go first. So go first, Smooth.
Okay, I'll go first. Yeah.
Okay. The movie up for bid is Titanic. James Cameron's Titanic.
Ooh.
Man, that was people call that a classic. I'm going to put that in the high 80s. I'll say 85. That was a good year, too. 85.
Jesus. Okay, Montego.
Well, it used to be the top moneymaker on the entire planet. I'm going to go 90.
So, Smooth takes the point.
Really?
89%. You were so close.
Because I went over.
Yeah, oh, you did. You went over.
Jesus, by a point.
Should have said 86. That's what I would have did.
You should have really. That's a Smooth move.
I almost did a Smooth move. But I said, I'm not going to do a Smooth move. I'm going to give it 5%. Okay. Shit.
Sorry. Okay. All right. So now it's Montego's turn to bid first.
Gotcha.
And the movie is The Perfect Storm.
Ooh. Hated that movie.
Who is that, with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hated that movie. I'm going to give that movie, be real, Tank, be real. I'm going to give it a 63%.
Okay.
I think you went over. I'm going to give it $1. $1.
Okay. Actually, Smooth takes the point.
Wow.
It's 47%.
Ooh, see, and I was being generous because I know it was a blockbuster.
Well, you can't be generous.
I know. Yeah.
That's what only good thing was the big tidal wave at the end, right?
I hated that movie.
The big wave.
I hated that damn movie.
And they had to climb the wave.
I mean, you sat up there and once it was over with, you realized everybody died. You was
like,
y'all made this whole story up. Y'all didn't know what the hell they was doing on this boat. Oh, shoot.
Okay. So
I'm getting a cheeking
Smooth's turn.
Goodness gracious.
So the next item up for bid is our movie from last week, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. I guess that was 2 weeks ago.
Man, that was I know people love that movie. So I'm gonna go with a high 80. I'm gonna go with 85 again.
I'm gonna go with 87.
Okay, nobody gets a point. It was 79%. Isn't that surprising?
I almost said 90. Yeah, it is. I literally almost said 90, but I was trying to be conservative. See, I just psyching myself out. Yeah, I would have never guessed that low.
That's okay. A good movie.
Yeah, it was. I give it a high C, huh? C plus. Wow.
Okay, so that means it is Montego's turn to bid.
Indeed.
And the movie is Master and Commander.
Ooh, I'll give it like a 22%.
Boo.
I give it a boo.
22%, right. And I might went too high.
Yeah.
That movie was terrible.
That movie was bad.
That was right after Gladiator, too. Everybody flew into the theaters to see Russell Crowe be a man again, right?
I forgot. One of my professors was like, see this movie. And I'm like, what?
Effing terrible.
That movie was terrible.
But Mr. Crispin, terrible. Go ahead.
I'm gonna give it a dollar again.
God damn you! Yep. He got me again.
No, you're right. Yeah, I was about to take the point. Yeah, I was about to say you probably got it. It probably was like 30-some percent.
85%.
What? Are you kidding me?
I would like to take this time to remind players and listeners that these are critic scores.
Wow.
Are you for real?
All those critics need to be just decriticized. Their credit card should be removed. Get out of here. That movie was terrible.
That movie was horrible, man.
85. And I won with a 22.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so the next movie up for bid is, this is Smooth's bid.
Okay.
Ghost Ship.
Oh, yeah. Ghost Ship. That, you know what?
What?
That is in my basement right now.
You like it?
No, it hasn't even been unwrapped.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. Why is it? Seriously.
For real, it is in my basement right now. It's a ship with a big skull on it.
I saw that terrible movie.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, man. I've seen it several times.
Oh, that's hard. That's
like a guilty pleasure movie.
It's Deep Blue Sea adjacent.
Exactly, exactly. I remember the scene with the dude on the jet ski down the middle. I'm just like, oh boy, get out of here!
I'm gonna say 31.
Ooh,
31.
I probably went over too.
I'm gonna say
like 11 or something like that.
20%.
You both did go over 16%.
Damn, I knew I should have said 11.
You should have said 11. Woo! It was a real stinker, everyone.
It was bad. It was bad. That was almost Katie Shackoff area there.
Okay, so the next movie is first for Montego.
I'm running out of stuff here, Smooth. I'm going down in flames.
Up for bid. Well, you're actually close because he's got two. You've got one.
Yeah,
the movie up for bid is The Finest Hours.
I've never seen that.
I never even heard of it.
Yeah, you. It was like it's got the Liam Hemsworth in it, right?
Okay.
Or maybe Chris Pine.
Mm. Oh, it's that movie about the Coast Guard. Nobody in their mama saw it. I'm gonna give it a.
It's tricky though because you never know.
I know it's a good movie. I'm still gonna give it a 28%.
All right.
I'm gonna go with 29.
You're terrible, man.
Okay, I'm so sorry. That means Smooth takes.
Are you rotten? Oh God.
Yeah, you gotta be clever with this. I've never.
You
seen
need
it.
To start doing that to him when it's your turn.
Right.
But it was 63%.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even say if it was good or bad because I've never seen that shit.
No, me neither. But I just know that even the concept of it was just like, who wants to watch a movie about the Coast Guard? You know, get out of here.
Oh, that is right. I forgot. Yeah, it was the Coast Guard. Yep. Now that you refresh my memory. Yep.
It's like an old school Coast Guard or some stuff like that. Okay. Damn it.
Okay. So this one's for Smooth.
Okay.
Your movie is Captain Phillips.
Oh, shoot.
I'm the
captain.
Look at my
eyes. I am the captain now.
That was pretty good, though.
I am the captain now.
That was a pretty good movie with Tom Hanks.
Come on.
74%.
75.
74.
Oh!
Montego
takes points!
Holy shit.
That's so good. Okay. Yeah, all right. I'm gonna do one more.
What was it?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It was 93%.
Woo!
Yeah, it was a good movie though.
I apologize. I was so excited that Montego did the dirty that I couldn't even pull myself together. Okay, so the next item up for bid is for Montego.
Okay.
And the movie is Battleship.
Oh, the movie everybody hates except for me.
Battleship.
It's such a beautiful mess. I love it. It's like it reminded me of Transformers so much.
Was it aliens in that?
Yes.
It was
aliens.
And Rihanna, right?
Yeah. Rihanna, yes.
Dude, I don't care. People hate that movie. This terrible. I love it.
Okay, but you know.
I know. Let me see. It probably got a 33%.
Okay.
I'm going to go lower than that. I'm going to say 27.
Ooh. Should have went lower.
Probably.
Okay. Montego takes the point, 34%.
Oh, ooh. My God!
Oh, shit.
Smooth, that was close. Okay. That was close, Smooth. Yeah, that was close.
Ooh, that was just tough. Okay, I have to give you guys, are tied, so I'm going to have to give you guys...
A tiebreaker.
What's it, a buzzer beater? Is that what that is?
No, a tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah, we bid, and you either get it or you don't, right? Right. All right.
Yep.
Wow! This game changed. Go ahead.
I'm not going to do that one.
All right.
Okay, full disclosure, it was Das Boot. It's just too highly rated. It's hard to bid on it.
Das Boot? Okay. What the hell is that?
Yeah, what
the? It's a very famous, German. Yeah. Is it German?
Sound like it.
Das. Anyway, yeah. I've never seen it, and I don't want to.
Das Boot. Deutsch.
So the last item up for bid, Smooth starts the bidding.
Okay.
Is 1972
The Poseidon Adventure. The original.
Damn,
the original.
I have no clue.
Could you get yourself?
Okay, dude.
Burning table.
All right, I'm about to say 50.
50.
Okay.
50.
Oh, you're doomed, dude. I'll give it a 78.
Montego takes the point, 79%.
What? Oh. This is my day of close calls.
Holy shit, Montego wins.
I can't believe that, Smooth. How did that happen?
I don't know, man.
Oh my god. Woo. Wow. I thought it was higher.
As soon as you said you're doomed, I thought, oh shit, he's going lower than 50. He's not gonna get.
Oh no. I know it's higher. That movie had Gene Hackman and stuff in it.
That's one of my favorite movies.
And that's an awesome movie.
What was it? A monster?
It was when the boat flipped upside down and they had to
try to get out.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I've never seen that.
The cruise ship. Mm-hmm. They made a second one with, I think, Kirk Russell was in it or something like that. It was terrible, you know. But it was the same thing, you know.
Okay.
A luxury liner upside down, so then it's like a trek to the top to get rescued.
Oh shit! Oh, all right.
Yeah. So pretty, yeah. Pretty good movie.
Oh,
wow. thank you, everybody.
I feel like the relief, a sigh of relief.
Yeah, because I lose these all the time. I won the last one, and I was very happy, but I didn't. That was flukish. So I had to pull a.
You have to play dirty.
I had to play dirty.
Yeah,
on that one.
Yeah. You finally.
I had to, Smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
You learned the rules of the world. You have to be cruel.
Step on his neck. Curve stomp everyone. Okay. So, man, we're gonna take our final break, and we'll be right back with the main topic. All right, main topic time. So we did something a little unusual. A few months ago, I told you guys, hey, Apple was giving Apple Plus away for a year for free, you know, and then it would be $7.95. And I told the homies, I think I told, announced it on the podcast, a year. So I signed up for my little year subscription and haven't watched nothing. This is the first thing I watched on Apple. So we decided to do Tom Hanks' Greyhound, which was actually supposed to be a theater release, you know, coronavirus later. They end up dropping it on, Apple last week, I believe, on the 10th. And so here we are with Greyhound, man. So you can watch it. I don't know if that year subscription thing is still running, you know, like they did
it's
with the Quibi.
It's not.
Yeah. So probably get you about a month now. Yeah.
I got a week.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Shitheads. Anyway.
You should have listened to me.
I should have, but you know me.
Right. So this is director Aaron Schneider. This movie stars Tom. Wait, I'm all messing this up, and we doing this raw, so it's not happening. So 2020 PG-13, 1 hour 31 minutes. I was very pleased with that.
Me too. Aaron, when I saw that, I literally went, mwah, chef's kiss. I was by myself.
Chabela. So Tom Hanks, man. Surprised me to see Elizabeth Shue in this. Stephen Graham, go ahead.
Why was Elizabeth Shue in this?
She was the girlfriend.
She's there.
I understand who she was.
Because she's no longer on The Boys. That's why she was on this.
But they could have gotten just like, hey, mom, you want to be in a movie for 2 seconds?
They could have, because it was about 3 seconds.
Anyway, go ahead.
Matt Helm, Craig Tate, Rob Morgan, Travis Quaylen. Now, who are these people you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know anybody. We knew two people in this thing. That was pretty much it. So, you know, action drama, history, war is what is listed under. So you can check it out before you listen to this. So before we get started, it's time to hit one. Trying to make a beat smooth. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. Tiff, one word.
Boring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Smooth.
Watery.
And I'm gonna say draggy.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I was sitting here being like, think of a better word for boring. I'm like, I can't. It's boring.
A little draggy for me, y'all. Yeah. A little draggy for me.
And here's the thing, you guys. How is that possible?
1 hour and 31 minutes? Yeah.
Okay. I want to say, my eyes are tearing up. I'm sorry. An hour and 31 minutes includes the credits, ladies and gentlemen.
The credits were... Yeah, the credits. Dude, it was 15 minutes. Yeah. It was 15 minutes. 12 minutes
right, long. I didn't even get through the credits.
It was literally 15 minutes because I stopped at 20. It was 20 minutes left in the movie. Right. And they were wrapping it up. Yeah. Oh, let me just hit some spoilers. Nah, we're going to hit the spoilers. We'll go back. But it was 21 minutes left, and then it went to 20. They were wrapping it up at 21.
Okay. Right, yeah.
When the movie got... Okay. We already put the spoilers
up. Yes.
We're talking about the end. I'm going to bring this up because of how long the credits were. When we got to the end, and it's fine for us to talk about the end, whatever, we can do this out of order. He gets orders to go back, even though he does not want to. He wants to continue his service.
Yeah,
and he's not stopping his service. He's just going back for like replenishing. Anyway, I looked down and I saw how long there was left on my stream, and I thought, oh, he must not go back.
Oh, it's gonna be another battle, was what I thought.
Yes,
I said, oh, this shit about to get real. I was like, that was real. It's about to get realer. <You know? laughs> 15 minutes of credits, y'all.
God.
15
and
minutes of credits.
They weren't even interesting. It's okay. Yeah, so what happens to the credits is they show some pictures,
right?
And usually, so they do show like a little addendum afterwards that was like, you know, 17,000 people died and blah, blah, blah. And then they show pictures, and I was like, oh, great. This is like my favorite when they show like the pictures of the actual people and they give me some information about them. Nope.
Nothing.
Nah.
There's random pictures of seafaring men.
Yeah, right.
Me hearties.
Right.
Me hearties.
Exactly. Yeah, I was 15 minutes. I've never seen credits that long. I was like, man, this guy, 20 minutes, it's about to heat up. When they said go to the place, I said, oh, it's going to heat up. No. No way in the world you could be done in 15 minutes. What, credits are normally, what, 2-3 minutes?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I don't know.
5 minutes at the
most?
5 minutes
at the most. Maybe a little video. Damn. A little music video.
Right.
Or something. Man,
goodness gracious, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let us begin. So we don't have to do anything anymore. So movie stars Tom Hanks, man, and we get a picture of...
And he also wrote this film.
Yeah. Well, Tom Hanks loves World War II stuff, you know.
Yeah.
That's his wheelhouse. So they put that gray World War II type of, you know, thing on it.
That dingy gray.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's cool. I like
it. It is.
And then let me say, the movie is shot beautifully. And some of the action scenes are really good.
Yeah.
We see this man praying in his drawers and on a ship. And it's, you know, it's Captain, what is it, Kraus, Tom Hanks. And so, you know, then we flash back and it's Christmas time, 1942, you know. So 1 year into the war, and they're playing Christmas music. And I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. You know, I'm like, this is cool. I was thinking it was going to be one of those movies that was going to flash back from something cool and then something horrific. You know, when they give you those breaks, you'd be like, oh, and they in business suits. Everything is normal. I kind of like that stuff when you get them breaks from like really intense stuff. Didn't happen. So along comes Elizabeth Shue, and I was like, oh, shit, because that's my girl. They go Elizabeth Shue, son. You know, but she had about as much personality as a wet grape.
What the fuck? I thought so, too. I was like, oh. Okay, when I saw this part of the movie, everyone, I thought, here's what's going to happen in this movie. He's giving her this. He wants to marry her. He comes back from war. He's all fucked up. And she's like, I never wanted to marry you. That's how lackluster.
Oh, yeah. I would have believed that.
The performance was. Like, I thought she didn't care about him. But I.
Yeah.
I guess it was just a bad performance.
You feel those chills too, Smooth?
I was like, you bitch. Like, damn.
So you did feel a chill.
Yeah, like golly, I mean, he might just say yeah, because he might not come back. You know what I'm saying? This is the war. This is some real shit.
We're real over here again, Smooth. Yeah, I knew you sounded funny.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, she was cold as ice.
I just felt like, was that intentional? But it's you listeners, it is not, because nothing ever comes of it.
She mailed that performance in like nobody's business. I think the hat that she had on her head worked harder than she did.
And then later in the film, he has like a flashback of her.
Of the woman.
And you guys, I thought, oh, he's dying.
Yeah. Well, see.
No.
What I thought was going to happen was that he was asked to marry her.
Yeah.
She was going to say yes. But when she said no, I was like, oh, he's dying. He's not going to make it through this. You know, I was like, he's not good. He's going to die. It's Private Ryan all over again. It's the captain.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
Didn't happen. So anyway.
No, no, you guys, this movie is, in a lot of ways, confusing.
Well, so we get to our captain, man, and he's, you know, he acts a mirror. And, you know, Tom Hanks is such a charming dude, you know, in every movie you see, even when he's a butthole, he has a way about him. This guy had no personality whatsoever. The captain. I was really disappointed. And I was like, what the? I don't like you, dude. I mean, you know, he actually married the girl. And, you know, I like the way he, like, shook it off. You know, like, I'll still be looking for you. And I was like, oh, he's, because in that scene, he was charming to me.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Then after that was over with. Right. So then we're back on the ship, right?
Yeah, we're on the ship.
And, you know, these seafaring scenes are great, you know. They're really good. You know, they're shot good. They're good. So they're out there, and boy, is the sea just beating the hell out of these boats. And so they have what, like...
Yes, it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, they got, like, what, 50, 60-something boats or something? Like,
yeah, they're escorting.
Escorting across the Great Atlantic, and they have air, you know, coverage, and nobody bothers them with an air coverage because the air can see a U-boat when it comes up for a shot, and they can just drop a bomb on it and kill it. So they wait for this, what, how many miles? 50, 100-something, some miles in the middle of the ocean where they don't have enough fuel.
Right, and they got to turn around.
Black pit. Yeah.
Now, what gets me about this whole thing is I know they didn't have many aircraft carriers. I know they have 4 in Hawaii. I don't know why they wouldn't send an aircraft carrier to carry planes so they have this effing problem.
Right.
So, I'm just saying, but, you know.
I'm sure there was a reason.
It had to be a reason. And the reason was resources. They just didn't have the resources, you know. But one of those aircraft carriers got blown up in the middle of the Atlantic, and then they rebuilt it, you know, fast. Anyway, that's just history, y'all. I'm really into World War II. Right. So, you know, as soon as the cover is gone, man, it's on.
Yeah.
So this, okay, I got hope for this movie. Mm-hmm. We're really into the protocol, and, you know, he's eating his breakfast, and you guys, let me tell y'all something. Every time this porter brought this food, I was like, I want it so bad. It looks so good.
It looked good, but also, it did look good. I say that the most charming person in this movie Cleveland. Is that porter.
Cleveland. Well, I forgot his last name.
It should be about him.
Cleveland Johnson.
He's got
something like
more
that, right?
Charm saying, sir, you have to eat your breakfast in the 3 seconds that he had on screen.
Right, right. He's like, man, that man just won't eat his food. I just, you know, he's been on his feet for 12
and
hours.
That was like a thing where you can indicate, like, okay, they're about to have a battle because every time he brings out his food,
it was going down.
It was, yeah.
But you didn't get that at first.
No, you didn't.
It took about 3 times.
It took about, yeah, right.
Okay, like, okay. Food is death.
Food means, they're about to go to war. So
good observation, Smooth.
Right.
So they, you know, they're going across, and then there's sub attacks.
Yeah.
And this is, in my opinion, one of the best scenes in the movie because it's pretty intense. And everything is protocol, and you got guys on a crew messing up, you know. And here's the one thing: before all this happened, they had that fight between the crew members.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What the? Why? What did we have to?
What? No point.
No point.
It wasn't. But at the same time, I think it was like, it was no point.
I think the point was they were trying to establish more of him as a person who was, like, very forgiving and, like, very kind. Because they were always pointing out that he was, like, oh, and add thank you to that. Like, he was, you know what I mean? Like, he was always trying to be, like...
Yeah, he was very nice. To me, he was a little too nice to be a damn ship captain. But, you know, ship captains are, back in the day. And even
why do you think it took so long for him to get a post?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be a terrible, mighty thing, man, you know?
Well,
this dude, he didn't even discipline the dudes that caused the trouble, you know?
Well, because I need you. That's the whole thing. I mean, I can't spare anybody.
Oh, Smooth, you can still discipline the person.
Oh, yeah, you can. How, though? I mean, you're on a boat.
When this stuff calms down, you cleaning up every damn thing. That's how they do it, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, man, you know, the fight happens, and they're dropping depth charges in the deep, and it's dope, man. They end up getting it.
Right.
The oil comes up to the top.
Right.
Everybody happy. You know, but
except for him, he was cool
because they thought that was it. It was one, they diverted, they did their job.
He did say he was sad that people, he was like, well, people died.
He was a super duper Christian. I had no problem with that. What I just had a problem was that he didn't even, they tried to have you notice that subtly. And I would have preferred him to be like, you know,
panic.
I mean, just saying, he had no personality at all. I don't know.
Yeah, he was kind of like a saltine.
Well, Me personally, as being the captain, you have to, you kind of have to be that way, because you have to kind of have a, well,
no,
you
know, personality,
not a personality, but you have to be you can't be overexcited for anything.
Well, most captains are hardcore, dude. They hard men, you know.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the captain. I'm telling you, captain is to be feared. He's a terrible thing, you know. So right. you don't want to mess with the captain. They got something, and they expect it now.
Right.
You know, he didn't do nothing but look at people. When the dude kept messing up with the calls, all he did is give him a look. And so they'd be like, "You bastard! You know, get it together." You know.
Yes, 90% of the dialogue in this movie is, I'm gonna, sir.
You're absolutely right.
And I was like, oh my god, this could be like a sleep ASMR.
Oh god. So yeah, but I'm getting perked up with some of these scenes. I'm having hope in the movie with some of these scenes, because when the battles start, I'm into it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, okay, this is cool. So then we find out it's six subs coming after them.
Right.
And then the one dude to keep getting under there, we are going to kill you. You're dead.
That shit was intimidating right there.
Yeah, and I thought that it was really weird that they let him talk as much as he did, because it was nothing but psyops, It's like, you can't have this dude, have your crew listening to this idiot, they turn that immediately. Matter of fact, your job is to sit there with your hands on the radio and turn it as soon as he says something. Or, use another frequency, automatically.
But he was menacing, though.
Yeah. And the subs were very menacing.
So they
started picking everybody off, y'all. And these scenes are good.
Yeah.
I'm digging it.
Yeah.
I'm digging how things went down and the danger of the whole thing. But for some reason, and I hope it's just not me, y'all, it never upped the ante enough to be good. I mean, what do you think, Tiff?
No, I agree. I always kept thinking, excuse me, I'm sorry. I always kept thinking that, like, oh, this is the part before the big part.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a weird thing to think during a movie.
Yeah.
Like, because you're like, oh, this is the part where you're like, holy shit, this is bad enough. And then there's a worse part. And it's bad. I'm not saying that this is not bad. I'm just saying that, like, you're just waiting. It feels like you're waiting for something and then it never happens.
I know exactly what you mean, Tiff, because when they had the battle with the Dickie and the sub in between, that was probably hands down the most exciting scene in the movie.
That maneuverability, they was maneuvering around from the torpedoes and stuff like that.
Smooth, I'm gonna have to move your mic or something. Goodness gracious.
This is raw, son. This is
the raw episode right here. Can't pull it out, man. Anyway, man, So that scene with the Dickie, man.
Yeah.
I thought the movie was gonna go to another level. That was a great scene.
It was. Yeah.
But I think it was the best scene.
It was.
And
it was.
I mean, you dug that scene, and so for after that, how did stuff go for you? Was it, you know?
She hit it right on the head. You were kind of like, okay, so what's next? I'm looking for what's next. What's the next battle? What I'm saying? Like, and then it kind of got you kind of anxious and whatnot, and it's like nothing.
Even the stakes for the crew when they got hurt.
There's
a few people who got hurt, but you didn't care about anybody.
Except for Cleveland.
Yep. Cleveland.
You're right.
That's
a great point. That's the only one you gave a shit. That's the only one I gave a shit about.
Because he looked after the captain. Like, hey, you got to eat, man. Come on.
The pancakes look good.
The pancakes was the best. Man.
I didn't know
even
that
the coffee was, you know what I'm saying?
People into the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what are you gonna do? You don't got no refrigerator on that sucker. You can't bring with the meat.
Speaking of things I didn't know about ships, maybe you can answer me a question.
Mm-hmm.
So they have names. So for instance, Harry, the ship Harry, it's actually the HMS James.
Mm-hmm.
So why do they have a different call sign than the name of the ship?
I think that's because of code, So if you are,
but why would it matter that because, like, for all intents and purposes, if your target is Greyhound, whether you call it Greyhound or the USS Keeling,
but
it's really called.
After that battle, you don't want no trace.
Oh, maybe you changed the call sign?
You don't want the trace to stay on that, that person or that, that ship has murdered half of our fleet.
Right.
Now we're hunting that ship now because he has to go because they're the best of the best. And because, we hear that name, we know, get it. So, it's for protection and, and COVID. So,
like, maybe the next time the Greyhound goes out, it's going to be something else.
Well, and you deal with different people all the time. You know, you might be with this ally, but then next time you'll be with a different ally. You know what I'm saying? And they might have Charlie. You know what I'm saying? So you got to move stuff around, you know? So
yeah, anyway, Dickie's a terrible name.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, yeah, back then it was, you know, it was cool.
HMCS Dodge is call sign Dickie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, man. So shit is going down.
I just love that little giggle. That's
smooth. So what gets me is when his feet start bleeding. I didn't get that.
I didn't get that either.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah, like that's why I was like, oh, he's dying. There's something wrong with his feet.
I mean, I get it. You were on your feet that long that your feet started hurting.
I guess so. And the salt and I guess the wetness. And
I was like, no, wow. Yeah. And you got your bunny slippers on up in there. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you should have took them bad boys off a long time ago. You know, and the point was, I guess, that he was has been on his feet for like 3 days, hasn't slept. You know.
Right.
And they were just rolling. You know, they took some shots and, you know, they had lost some people. The biggest loss, I was surprised that they actually had a time to do a full blown funeral. You know, I was like,
oh, yeah.
Wow, y'all had time for flags and, you know, taps and everything. And they did, you know, 21 gun salute. Right. I would have been worried about these bastards who you know was following you, you know. But I guess they figured they weren't going to attack in the daytime. They were only going to attack at night.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway, man, you know. It goes down, right? What's the most fearsome battle? The one that happened at the end.
Then when they got the air, when they had the air cover, where they was waiting for the air cover.
That was the same fight 24. With the Dickie, right? Because they got rid of three other subs, and the ship, you know, dropped it on the boom, and he was gone.
Right.
And so, you know, everybody was safe at that point, Smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is what gets me, y'all. The wrap up from everybody being safe was extensively long. I was like, damn, y'all really wrapping this up. Goodness, great.
Well, right.
So, and with so much time left in the movie, I was there's one more sub left.
There's one more sub.
They only got four. It was six subs. They only got four. It got to be another one, right?
Right.
Nothing happened, y'all.
My favorite part of the movie is them cheering. Right. And I was like, oh, this is nice.
And he couldn't even take off his hat and wave it at him or something.
Nope.
Or salute them from the distance. Right. At least stand up on the deck and salute them in the distance. He didn't. He just kind of.
Although the crew was.
You know, I'm saying, but the captain, you know, he would just kind of look, you know, okay, well, I want to go home to the lady.
He was supposed to look like he was choking up.
Really?
I was like, oh, he should cry a little. And then I was like, oh, maybe he is crying. That's the thing. Not a good performance.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Right. If I have to ask.
Hey, Tiff, just stand on the edge and just salute with the...
Right.
Be choked up that way, you know? I was like...
Well, they did lose a lot of people.
I said, this guy had no personality at all.
How many ships did they lose, you said?
They lost a lot.
They lost a lot of ships.
Yeah. They lost some battleships.
Yeah.
Then he lays in his bed, and I think he has that vision, like I said, and I thought...
Have Elizabeth shoot.
He's dying. Is this him dying?
Nope.
No, he's just very sleepy.
And I don't know what you're running back to, sir. The hat. She was working that hat. The hat was a star. The hat worked harder than her. I said it at the top of the key, man. The hat worked harder.
I just don't understand why they would even bother having Elizabeth Shue if it could have been anybody.
She got blown up into boys. It's over with, man. So, you know. She needed a job. She's.
I know why she wants to be there. Oh, I'm not sure why they wanted her to be there. Because she must cost more than, like, you know.
Hey.
You know.
You really didn't need that whole scene, Tiff.
You know.
That whole opening Christmas scene. You didn't even need it if that's what you were getting out of it.
I love you, Tom Hanks. But I guess you maybe don't know how to write a film. Because there was no.
Payoff.
There was no payoff for that.
No.
And here's the thing. Maybe a potentially something else. This is based off of a book called The Good Shepherd, and I'm wondering if potentially that was an important piece of the book, and they somehow messed it up, like in editing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Y'all had 20 minutes of credits, man. I don't understand. Y'all could have played that
a little bit
more
time till he got home and they got married, and then I would have been like, well, it still would have sucked, but I would have been like, well, that makes sense.
Or you could have had look, we about to make the movie better. You could have had flashbacks before the Christmas scene with her and him and all that.
Oh, yeah, dating.
At the middle of the explosions, you know, give us a break.
Yeah.
See how charming she is, how charming he actually is, how different he is of a person on the ship than he is on the seas.
How they met and
then have that last scene with her saying, I don't want to marry marry you being like the last flashback, like at the beginning of the third act. That's how you make this better. Maybe. Wow. Yeah. Thank you very much. We'll take our checks at Fans of Patrol.
Get married. I think the point is that they are in love.
Well, I think.
But they just didn't do a good job.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. Saying you could have showed a journey of that.
Yeah.
And then that way maybe they could
have. She didn't want to get her heart broke because she then probably figured he wanted to. I was kind of bitchy.
Oh, you ain't coming back, sir.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I knew that. Yeah, see you later, punk.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So anyway, man, that's it, man. That was it. That's what you got with this one.
I gave it a C.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God. I give it like a D at best.
Ooh. I give the action sequences a A.
Yeah, the action was good.
But you can't, a movie is just not action sequences.
Right.
I'm with Tiff. I'm down at that like 68-70%, you know. Mm-hmm. Pretty bad.
C minus C.
See this movie out of here.
It passed.
Man. Yeah. Hey, I'm sure you got a lot of hits on this Apple because people love Tom Hanks, but
Tom Hanks.
This wasn't a good one. Anyway, man, that's gonna do it. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. We got lockdowns this week all ready to go for you get kiddies, and you know, so join us on that. Where are we at? I'm the host of Fans Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sister co-host herself, Miss Tiffabot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Mr.
SMWV, so let's move. Yep.
Thank you. Raw. This is the Raw edition. And until next week, we'll be
on Patrol.